Hey, thanks for listening to another Marlins Rewind. Pleasure to have you as always. The Marlins have been so good against the National League West this year, so yesterday they tried to split the season series with the San Francisco Giants. But standing in the Marlins' way was Jeff Samardzija. You might remember him for being a wide receiver at Notre Dame, but he was also on the baseball team with Marlins pitcher David Phelps. With Wednesday afternoon's Rewind, here's Jeff.
Oh, it's a good old-fashioned pitcher's duel at Marlins Park, and the Giants pull out a 1-0 victory to take this series 2 games out of 3. Less than 24 hours after the Marlins had won a game here 2-0, the Giants turn the table, and they blank Miami. The former Notre Dame teammates, Jeff Samardzija and David Phelps, on the mound today. Samardzija for the Giants, Phelps making his second start for the Marlins. And both pitchers were perfect in inning number one, 1-2-3 innings. The Giants managed a two-out hit against David Phelps in the second inning. Marlins had a chance in the second inning. Got a leadoff single from Marcelo Ozuna. Then Derek Dietrich singled to left field, sending Oso to third base. Dietrich got greedy, tried to go to second base, but Andrew Pagan threw him out. So instead of first and third, nobody out. Marlins had a man at third with one down. Ichiro grounded out to second with the infield in for the second out. JT Realmuto struck out, and the Marlins were kept off the scoreboard by Samardzija. Phelps was rolling along into the fourth inning when the first man he faced was the Monday night hero, the seven-hit man, Brandon Crawford. 3-2 to Crawford is hammered to right. Back goes Ichiro. He'll turn around and watch that one sail into the bullpen. Brandon Crawford with his 11th home run of the season. And the Giants are on the scoreboard first. They take a 1-0 lead in the fourth. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. The Crawford home run, the only blemish on David Phelps' record today. Phelps went 5, 4 hits, 1 run. He walked 3, struck out 5, 91 pitches in his 5 innings of work, 55 strikes. So he continues to get more stretched out. Went from 70 pitches Friday in Denver to 91 in this one. Bullpen did a good job. Dunn, Whitgren, Ellington, and Bearclaw each working a scoreless inning today. But the Marlins couldn't generate any offense. They had a chance with 2 on and 1 out against Samardzija in the 5th inning. Ichiro singled, career hit number 3001, to move him past Roberto Clemente on the all-time hits list. He's now all by himself at number 29. JT Realmuto walked. The Marlins had 2 men aboard when Eddie Echeverria hit a fly ball to left for the second out. And then in the pitcher's spot, Giancarlo Stanton got a chance to pinch hit in the 5th inning. He flew out to center, and it stayed a 1-0 game. In the 6th, a couple of walks bring Samardzija's afternoon to an end. D. Gordon walked leading things off after a fly ball to left by Prado and a strikeout by Yelich. D was able to steal second with Marcelo Ozuna at the plate. Ozuna then drew a free pass. So with 2 on and 2 outs, Samardzija's day was over. Out of the bullpen came the lefty Will Smith to face Derek Dietrich. The Marlins countered with a pinch hitter, Chris Johnson. Johnson, who is here to hit lefty pitching, hasn't done it this year. And with a couple of pitches that he and the Marlins bench didn't like going against him, Johnson was caught looking, rung up by Corey Blazer. Barry Bonds was ejected from the ballgame, arguing strike 3. Marlins stranded a couple of walks in the 6th inning. Smith stayed in to get Ichiro to start the 7th inning. Then Hunter Strickland came out of the bullpen, and after getting JT to fly out to center field, he allowed a base hit to Echeverria, but pinch hitter Miguel Rojas grounded out, and we went to the 8th. Still a 1-0 lead for the Giants. Bottom of the 8th belonged to Derek Law. Facing the top of the order, he set down the side 1-2-3. Gordon on a ground ball back to the pitcher. Prado a fly ball to center. Yelich a ground ball to second. And we went to the 9th. Still 1-0 Giants. Their closer, Santiago Casilla, pitched 2 innings here in the 14-inning game Monday night. Today, he got Marcelo Ozuna to ground to third for out number 1. He then struck out Chris Johnson for the second out. But then Ichiro came through. He doubled over the center fielder. And for Ichiro, a 2-for-4 afternoon, career hit number 3,002, moves him within 5 now of Al Kaline for 28th in the all-time hits list. So the Marlins, with 2 outs in the 9th, had a chance. They had a man at second base, and they had JT Realmuto coming up.
Here's the 0-2, swing and a miss, strike 3 in the ballgame. Ichiro's double is wasted. He's stranded at second base as this one ends, and the Giants take the series 2 games out of 3. And for the season series, the Marlins managed 2 wins against the Giants in 6 games.
For the Giants, a run on 6 hits, no errors, 9 men left. For the Marlins, no runs, 5 hits, 1 error. They strand 7. Jeff Samardzija with 5 2/3 innings of three-hit shutout ball is the winning pitcher, 10-8. Reaches double digits in victories for the second time in his career. He walked three, struck out three, threw 82 pitches, 52 strikes. David Phelps, the tough luck loser, 5-6. Santiago Casillas, save number 26. This ballgame was played in 3 hours, 4 minutes today in front of a crowd of 21,096. For the Giants, the 1-0 win moves their record to 65-49 on the season. The Giants finished their road trip at 4-5. They're 33-28 on the road overall. Now they head home for the next 10. Marlins dropped to 60-54. They're 13-13 since the All-Star break. They've dropped 11 of their last 19 games. Miami now 30-26 here at Marlins Park, where they remain for the weekend. Day off tomorrow. White Sox in for three. Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. For the Giants, their first series victory since the All-Star break. They're 7-16 since the break. Actually, 8-16 with the win today. They had been 0-6-1 in seven series. Six losses and a tie, a split. But they win this series 2 games out of 3, just as they did when they faced the Marlins in San Francisco back in April. On the Marlins side, D. Gordon stole a base in the sixth inning. Career steal number 200 for the Marlins second baseman. And Ichiro again with 2 hits in 4 at-bats today, up to 3,002 career hits, moving past Roberto Clemente alone into 29th place. Now 5 behind the great Tiger Al Kaline, the Hall of Famer, for 28th on the career hits list.
We'll do something a little bit different here. The Marlins enjoy an off day today, so there's nothing really apropos to use as a bonus code. Instead, we'll just go with something random, and peppermint is today's fish family code. No kidding. Peppermint is the bonus code. Yeah, no baseball today. We're back with you tomorrow. The Chicago White Sox come to town for a 3-game interleague battle at Marlins Park this weekend. Go to marlins.com and get your tickets. 7:10 is the first pitch tomorrow night. Andrew Cashner will grab the ball for the Marlins. Join us for the 7:10 first pitch and for Marlins on Deck at 6:40 on 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network.